ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। चैप्टर 16, टेक्स्ट नंबर 5, चैप्टर एंटाइटल द डिवाइन एंड डेमोनिक नेचर्स। दंभो दर्पो अभिमानश्च क्रोधः पारुष्यम् एव च अज्ञानं च अभिजातस्य पार्थ संपदम आसुरेम। ऐसी भक्तिवान प्रभुपाद, प्राइड, एरोगेंस, कंसीट, एंगर, हार्शनेस एंड इग्नोरेंस, दीज क्वालिटीज बिलोंग टू दोज ऑफ डेमोनिक नेचर, ओ सन ऑफ प्रथा। परपट, इन दिस वर्स द रॉयल रोड टू हेल इज डिस्क्राइब्ड। द डेमोनिक वॉन्ट टू मेक अ शो ऑफ रिलीजन एंड एडवांसमेंट इन स्पिरिचुअल साइंस, although they do not follow the principles. They are always arrogant or proud in possessing some type of education or so much wealth. They desire to be worshipped by others and demand respectability, although they do not command respect. Over trifles, they become very angry and speak harshly, not gently. They do not know what should be done and what should not be done. They do everything whimsically, according to their own desire, and they do not recognize any authority. These demoniac qualities are taken on them by them from the beginning of their bodies in the wombs of their mothers, and as they grow, they manifest all these inauspicious qualities. Today is also text number 5 we will be covering. It's like this: Devi sampad vimoksha nibandha asuri mata mahasucha sampadam devim abhijatosi pandava. Translation purported by Prabhupada. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demonic qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with divine qualities. Purport. Lord Krishna encouraged Arjuna by telling him that he was not born with demonic qualities. His involvement in the fight was not demoniac because he was considering the pros and cons. He was considering whether respectable persons such as Bhishma or Drona should be killed or not. So, he was not acting under the influence of anger, false prestige or harshness. Therefore, he was not of the quality of the demons. For a Kshatriya, a military man shooting arrows at the enemy is considered transcendental, and refraining from such a duty is demoniac. Therefore, there was no cause for Arjuna to lament. Anyone who performs the regulative principles of different orders of life is transcendentally situated. Welcome all of you for this evening Bhagavad Gita class. Very nice verse which describing what are the demoniac qualities. The translation is like this: pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature. So in this translation, we see there are some qualities which are demoniac. So we see, just before some few days only, we had this solar eclipse. What was that solar eclipse? The sun was being temporarily covered. Similarly, these qualities we have, they are covering our real nature. But we should be knowing for sure that our eternal nature can be covered just for a moment. Just like that solar eclipse lasted for some moments only, right? Similarly, our true nature is always happy. We can see in previous verses 1 to 3, you know, humility, pridelessness, all these qualities, we are always like that. Eternally, we are pure. We are just like a pure water, you know, coming from the sky. The water is very pure when it is coming from the sky. But as soon as it touches the ground, what happens? It becomes muddy. It becomes contaminated. So what is the solution? When the sun rays come on that, it becomes evaporated again and it becomes pure. Similarly, although we have so many of bad qualities, maybe pride, arrogance, lust, anger, envy, pride, greed, illusion, we say, even these bad qualities are there, they can be evaporated by holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The son of Lord Chaitanya has arisen in this Kali Yuga. And when the Lord Chaitanya is there, nothing can is impossible. So by mercy of Lord Chaitanya, even the Jagai and Madhais are delivered. So we have a lot of hope in this Kali Yuga. So I was reading to Prabhupada lecture on this same verse. What Prabhupada was saying was giving an example of a substance. Suppose we go to the laboratory and we take one substance. So when we take that substance, we see it has some shape, then it has some color, you know, some odor, it has some reactions. So by the characteristics, we understand what is that element. Just like we, if we consider some snake, what is the characteristic of snake? It just bites unnecessary. So someone is going and snake comes and just bites. That's its characteristics. So we know we can understand a person by the characteristics. It said, sarpa krura, khala krura. Means the snake is cruel and khala. The cruel person is also cruel. But the cruel person is more cruel than the serpent. Because serpent can be controlled. You know, by the mantras, by herbs, you know. The poison can be counteracted. But how we can counteract this evil mentality? It's very difficult to overcome these anarthas. I was hearing to the lecture of His Grace Yugal Kishor Prabhu. He was telling very nice. In Satyuga, the demons were in different, you know, planets. You know, like Hiranyakashipu and all, they were in different planets like that. But what happened in Treta Yuga? They came on the different continents. Like Ram was here and in Sri Lanka, we can see Ravan was there. So different continents, different countries was there. In Dwapar Yuga, what happened? In the same family, we can say like that. But in Kali Yuga, what has happened? All the demons are within the heart, like that. So although this situation is very precarious, but we have the hope, the most munificent form of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And He has given the topmost thing to us. What is? And very easy and sublime method to chant the holy name. If we see in the Satyuga, what was the remedy? To have Dhyan Yoga. For 10,000 years they used to sit and, you know, do the Dhyan. It's not practically possible now. In Treta Yuga, what was the solution? Yajnas. There is no ghee right now, pure ghee. What, we cannot do any yoga, you know, yajna also. In Dwapar Yuga, what is? Deity worship. So there is no time. You know, they say no time disease. So we have got the best of the solution. Just to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this chapter, it's called Divine and Demoniac Nature. So in first three verses, we have seen so many of good qualities, divine qualities. And this verse, we are seeing all the demonic qualities. So choice is always in front of us. Like, you know, to have which qualities. So we see, Radhana Swami Maharaj always gives an example. Ki in the heart, we have two persons, like good dog and bad dog. You know, both are barking. But if you feed more to a good dog, he will be stronger. He can win over. But if you feed a bad dog, what happens? The bad dog wins. So choice is ours, to feed whom. If we develop these qualities of, you know, demigods, what is the solution? Like, what is the destination? We go back to Godhead. We become humble, we go and truthful, and we follow the regulative principle, we can go back to Godhead. But if we develop this dambo, dharpa, abhiman, all these things, pride, conceit, harshness, it's royal road to hell. It's described in the purport. So, Prabhupada said, demonic qualities are already there in the heart. You know, even if you see any species like dog, so dog is always barking, you know, bah, bah, this is my region, don't come in this my region. Similarly, everyone is fighting. There are fight in, you know, in different nations, wars, we see. So all this dambha, pride and all, everything is already there. It's very difficult to develop genuine qualities. You know, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, what he says, Trunadapi Sunichena Turvipa. He says, I am actually lower than the worm in the stool. That is a mood, actually. To develop these qualities is the solution. So we must decide on which, you know, which dog we should, you know, feed. And Krishna is really merciful. He favors all. You know, even demons also, he provides everything. But for his devotees, is very partial. For example, a devotee asks something, Krishna is very ready to serve. Like we see, Krishna became a charioteer of Arjuna, right? He takes such a humble position. He is ready to serve. But it's like that, whatever we ask, we get it. We see the classic example of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj. In same family, father and the son. What Hiranyakashipu wanted? He wanted that he didn't want to die, you know, in the sun or in the night, in the day or the night. not outside the house, not inside the house. So many things were there. So many conditions were there. And Krishna fulfilled, right? Through Brahmaji. But Prahlad Maharaj, what he wanted? Pure devotional service. Right? And Krishna fulfilled that also. So choice is ours. Whatever we desire, Krishna is going to fulfill. Parashya Shaktir Vividya Shruvate. Krishna has so many potencies. If we have some power, we can use it, right? If you have some authentic power, we can use it and do the things, needful things. But Krishna has all the power. So he can give everything. The only thing is our desire. Our desire should be there to get purified, to become... in Kali Yuga, everything goes from the high to low. The good qualities are diminishing. We are not getting, If you go in the market and you purchase some products, every product has some, pure for sure, everything. And we know inside there is no purity at all. Right, in Kali Yuga, everything is going from up to down. So, it's very hard struggle to develop these good qualities. But fortunately, we have come in this Krishna conscious movement, which is so sublime process. We got the highest Mahamantra, we got the, very nice association also. So, we see, this is a tapasya, to say no to the anarthas. There are so many anarthas, lust, anger, envy, greed, pride, illusion. But, we have to tolerate this. So, how the tolerance will come, we'll see in the lecture. We see, what is bhakti? Bhakti means just fulfilling the Krishna's desire. What is bhakti? Like we see the example of Arjuna. Arjuna didn't want to fight. But why he fought? Just because for the pleasure of Krishna. Similarly, we want to enjoy. Right? We want to enjoy very nicely, not follow any rules and regulation. But no. It pleases Krishna to follow regular principle, to chant the holy name. That's why we do all these things. If we see... If we do some very karmic reaction like Hiranyakashipu, he did so many austerities. So he also got the results. Right? But if we work very hard, we get something. Like people are also successful, but they have to work very hard. But devotees, by Krishna's grace, they get very easily, like Prahlad Maharaj. So in one class, one teacher was saying to one student, the teacher was not a theistic person. He was not believing in the God. So he said, you say everything comes from God? Right. Yeah, everything comes from God. So there are so many bad qualities. People are evil. People are so dirty-minded, conceit. They are using so many bad words. So many of negative things are there. So everything comes from Krishna also. Your Krishna is also like that. So then this student replied. So he said, dear sir, please answer this my question. Is there darkness exist? So the professor said, yes, darkness is there. So the students replied, no, darkness is not there. Darkness means absence of light. Then he asked another question. Is there any cold here? You understand what is cold? Yeah, there is cold. Yeah. So he said, no, the absence of heat is cold. So similarly, absence of good qualities are bad qualities. So we see when there is no God consciousness society, we will see all these demonic propensities. That's why we are seeing the corruption is going so high. We see all the people, corruption is going so high and struggle is going very tough. Relationship are getting very, very thinner, So all this is the effect of Kali Yuga. So if you want to develop these good qualities, we have to become a devotee of Krishna. This is the only and only solution. If you see in Vishnu Puran states, those who are the devotees, those who are worshipping Vishnus, they are called demigods. If we see, like Ravan was worshipping whom? Ravan was worshipping Shiva. Right? Hiranyakashipu was worshipping Brahmaji. But if we see, all the devotees worship Vishnu. So when we worship Vishnu, we become devotees. So Krishna consciousness is a so nice process. It offers us to develop divine qualities. Auspiciousness, it becomes, Shubhada, and then it becomes, brings us very nice qualities also. So we see that I gave the example in the start of this lecture, like there was an solar eclipse. In this eclipse, the sun was being covered, right? Similarly, our true qualities are covered. We identify ourselves as a body, that is a main problem. We see medical science says in 7 years, the whole body changes. 7 years, so many changes in the body. Even in day-to-day life, we see so many cells are dying and they're rejuvenating like that. So we should understand this first most important thing, that misidentification with body. And our different identities, we take it very seriously. Gaurang Prabhu was giving very nice example. He was telling, suppose consider yourself being bound by a rope. There is one rope bound to you, and at another end is tied to a truck. So now the driver comes in the truck and puts the reverse gear, and you are pulling the truck. So you think, yes, you are a controller. The truck is coming on your side. And then the driver puts the first gear and it goes. And then we are along with that. And in the top gear, everything becomes topsy-turvy. So we see there are so many trucks and so many ropes. What are these trucks? Different relationships. Different identities ourselves. We consider, I am a son. I am a good devotee. I am a very intelligent person. I am this, that. And any of this identity, God has some crisis, any problem in that, we become morose. So we consider ourselves on these identities. So most important thing is to cut this misidentification. We are pure spirit soul. If we come to this conclusion, then there will be no stress. We can say, we can cut down these bonds. And then all these anarthas will go away. Why these anarthas come? Because we temporarily consider ourselves body. You know, we are the enjoyer. Everything for the body. We see these anarthas, like we see these are, this verse speaks of the anarthas. These anarthas are compared to viruses. You know, we see this is an internet age. You know, in internet age, we see everyone is using computer. So what happens? What is the common problem? The virus comes. So we have six viruses: lust, envy, greed, pride, illusion, like that. So what is an antivirus? The holy name. So we must take shelter of this holy name to overcome these viruses. These anarthas are also compared to hijackers. You know, there was so a couple of instances in India of hijacking. You know, the Air India flight was taken to Kandahar, right? So we see in the flight, our body is compared, if we compare our body to an aeroplane, okay, suppose our body is like aeroplane, and the pilot is what? You know, the intelligence. And the controls the pilot using is considered to mind. And the passenger is soul, right? But because of these hijackers, what happens? The misidentification comes. The destination changes. You know, because of these hijackers, you know, these hijackers, envy, lust, misidentification with body, we consider ourselves, you know, body, and we are prone to these anarthas. So, if these hijackers take control of this aeroplane, what happens? The destination is different. So, if you want to go back to Godhead, what we have to do is, we have to be always alert not to give the way to the hijackers. Also, we see in this age of Kali Yuga, Kali can be considered the leader, you know, and he is giving the training camps. You see, when we are trying to become Krishna consciousness, the mind is divided in two things. You know, just like we can consider the mind becomes like Kashmir. Kashmir is a disputed area. So some is Pakistan, some is India, like that. So something is good. We are always thinking Krishna. Yes, I will serve for Krishna. Yeah. Good qualities are there. And some is like Pakistan, we can say. So, there is always a fight in between. Should I do this? Should I do that? You know? And this Kali Yuga, this Kali is training all these people, you know, how to enjoy, how to cheat, you know, how to, you know, take unnecessary advantage of people. So, all these things are there. So, there will be always fight inside. So, unless we become purified, right? Unless we become purified, that there will be always a battle. You know, if you come to the mode of goodness, then we can have a peaceful mind. Otherwise, if in mode of passion, the mind will be having two things, this way or that way, like that. So very important thing is, if we take the shelter of this holy name is the only solution. We see if we come to the mode of goodness, we can overcome this, or we follow this rules and regulation, we can come to this. But the holy name is the only key. When we chant this holy name, we can come to this platform. It's like that. Suppose we want to give up the bad qualities. For example, we want to ask some child to give up some bad qualities. We give some higher thing to that. You know, higher thing has to be given. So if you get these higher things, attachment to the holy name, attachment to the deities, attachment to the prasad, so we can get recharge from the lower things. Why people take intoxicants? Like, what is the intoxicant? Because they want to search happiness in that. In intoxicants, what is the principle? Suppose we are at this level. Okay. We take any intoxicant like tea or coffee. What happens? We get some kick. So we go and higher. We feel fresh. Then after some time, the effect goes. We come back again. Then again, we take again one cup of tea or anything. Again, we get kicked. We come to this point. Again, we come to the next level. But drinking again and again intoxicants, what happens? The original level goes down. So to keep the original level, what we have to do is we have to get addicted then. We cannot work without the tea and coffee. So similarly, we see if you take Krishna Prasad, then we can give up these unnecessary things. The solution is the higher rasas. So how to prevent this? You know, how to prevent succumbing these allurements or like this? So we can strengthen our sadhana. You know, sadhana is the solution. Sadhana means to chanting. Chanting and following the four regulative principles. In this age of Kali, the solution is Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam Evahi Kevalam. Kalor Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranatya. The solution is only holy name. So unless we take this holy name, there is no way. Like, we will be always having these troubles. Always. Wherever we go. Like, if you go in the offices, there are some relationship problems. In the home, there are some always quarrel. Because the center is me, mine. We want to satisfy ourselves. So unless we come from the self-centeredness, we come out of this, we cannot never become happy. We have to center, shift our goal towards Krishna. And also, how to develop these good qualities? By associating with the positive-minded people, with the devotees. We see, like, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was son of Hiranyakashipu. He was a demon, if you see, in the lineage. But just because, in the womb of his mother, he heard from Narad Muni. He become a devotee. So it's very important. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koye, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shiddhi Hoye. If you take association of the devotees, what happens? The saintly qualities develop in our heart. So we have seen Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki Jai, Gopal Ji ki Jai, Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki Jai. So we see the example of hijackers. You know, hijackers, they are always thinking when to attack at right time. Because daily there are so many of flights going here and there, right? But they are always trying to see, you know, when the security is slackened. Similarly, when our sadhana is very weak, at that time, this anarthas come in. So we have to always be alert. Because Mayadevi knows within everything. So it can always attack at any moment. So it's very important, we have to be always alert. Now, I'm going to the Srimad Bhagavatam, where we can understand there are six examples, like, you know, six demons which represent this anarthas. First is Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha represents greed. So before I tell this story, I will tell you how these demons come actually. Actually, in the spiritual world, in Vishnu Loka, in Vaikuntha, the four Kumaras were going to see Lord Vishnu. As they were crossing, they came to the seventh gate. And there were the doorkeepers, Jay and Vijay. They were guarding the doors of the Vaikuntha. They saw these small children, you know, naked, small four-year children. They saw, what you are doing here? You should not enter. So these are very liberated soul actually. So they curse Jay and Vijay. And because of their curse, they have to come in this material world. They were given a choices that 6 births in the material world as devotees or 3 births as a demons. So they wanted to come back as early as possible. So they considered 3 will be better. So they chose to become demons. So Jay and Vijay became first time became Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyaksha, he was a very powerful demon. What he did, he was so greedy actually. So he excavated the whole earth. You know, he was digging and took all the gold. And he took such a extent, the earth changed its orbit and sank in the ocean actually. So we can compare this Hiranyakashipu mentally to the countries which are trying to, you know, usurp all the, you know, natural things. Just like oil. They are digging up the mother earth and they are destroying. But they are not considered about others, what will happen. They are so self-centered. So how the Hiranyaksha was killed? Varahadev came and he came in the boar incarnation. Why? Because the earth was in the ocean deep. So he came as Varahadev and picked up that earth and put in the orbit. And there was a great battle. And Varahadev killed the Hiranyaksha. Then we see second demon, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu represents arrogance, pride. This Hiranyakashipu, He was such a powerful, he was a brother of Hiranyaksha. So when he understood his brother is killed, he made severe penances, austerities, and Brahmaji was pleased with him. So he was given so many boons, like he cannot be killed inside or outside. So many boons were given to Hiranyakashipu. He was so powerful. Just by raising his eyebrows, the demigods used to fear, tremble in the fear. So this Hiranyakashipu was having everything. He was so powerful. He had changed the whole system. You know, he was getting everything at the wrong seasons. He wanted mango. Mango was there in monsoon. So he changed everything. But there was one problem. What was the problem? His own son, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was not accepting that Hiranyakashipu is God. You know, this arrogance is to such a limit that person thinks, I am God. I am a controller. I am enjoyer. I am supplier. Everything depends on me. So this tendency is very dangerous. So then Hiranyakashipu became so powerful, he was considered himself like great. And he asked all the people to worship him. But this Prahlad Maharaj, because in the womb of his mother, he had heard from Narad Muni, he knew who is Krishna. So he never considered. So Hiranyakashipu became so angry. So he immediately wanted to kill Prahlad. So he tried in so many ways. He tried to kill the Prahlad Maharaj, put in the pits, you know, of the snakes, and then also from the cliff he was throwing. He was trying by different weapons. But Prahlad Maharaj was safe because he was always remembering Krishna. So we see, Hiranyakashipu became so angry that then he asked ultimately, where is your God? Show me your God. And he asked, is the God in the pillar? And Prahlad Maharaj says, he is everywhere. And Hiranyakashipu kicked that pillar and came out, Narsingadev Bhagwan. So Narsingadev Bhagwan came and killed Hiranyakashipu. So we will see who is third demon. The third demon is Ravana. Ravan represents lust. Lust within the heart. Lust is what? To enjoy the property of others. We see, if we consider Ravana, he was a Brahmin. He was having so many qualities. He was so powerful. In fact, he was so powerful, he had married to so many of women. They were apsaras and from demigoddesses and whatnot. But the lust is so powerful, it can never be satiated. How much you give the fuel? So he wanted to enjoy the property of the Lord, Sita Devi. And what was his result? He was ultimately killed by Ram himself. Then if we consider, the fourth demon is Kumbhakarna. It's illusion. You know, this Ravana and Kumbhakarna were so powerful actually. The demigods were so fearful because they were doing so many penances. Brahmaji was happy with them. So Brahmaji, when he was giving the boon to Kumbhakarna, Mother Saraswati went on the tongue of the Kumbhakarna and he asked, in 6 months I should sleep and one day I should get up. So it was, because he was so powerful, demigods were fearing, if he is there, we cannot leave. So by trick, the Kumbhakarna was tricked actually. Though he was sleeping for 6 months, just getting one day and eating so many nonsense things and again sleeping. So this Kumbhakarna represents illusion, ignorance like that. So ultimately, Kumbhakarna also was killed by Ram himself. Then we see fifth demon is envy. Envy represents Shishupal. This Shishupal, you know, when he took birth, you know, the first word he spoke was not the mama or papa. It was blasphemy of Krishna. So from his birth only, he was so envious. So when he took the birth, he had four hands. So an astrologer told his mother that whenever the person who is going to kill him will see this person, then his two hands will go away. So his mother was very concerned. So she was calling all the people to come. And Krishna was most celebrated in their dynasty. So she called Krishna also. So Krishna was reluctant not to come actually. He was just avoiding. But finally, Krishna came. And as soon as he came in front of Shishupal, his two hands went away. So the mother understood. Oh, so she became so morose and she requested Krishna, please don't kill my son. So Krishna assured that if he blasphemes me up to 100 times at a time, up to 100 times, I will not kill him. At a stretch, if he blasphemes me 100 times, it's okay. But at a stretch, if he crosses 100, then I will kill. So mother, she was happy. Yeah, She was confident it will not happen like that. So she was pacified. So this Shishupal was envy personified. He was always thinking of Krishna negatively. He says, Krishna is this, that, blaspheming 24 hours. So what happened when there was Rajsuya Yajna, the Agrapuja was given to Krishna. The Krishna was given the Agrapuja. Then so Shishupal became so envious, he became so angry that he started blaspheming. And in between, he lost his count. He crossed 100. And immediately came the Sudarshan Chakra. And by the Sudarshan Chakra, the head of the Shishupal was severed. And most astonishingly, what happened? The soul within, you know, soul, the came and entered the body of Krishna. So, Acharya say why it happened? Because Shishupal was always thinking of Krishna. If we see the sixth demon, that is anger, it's Dantavakra. Dantavakra became so angry with Krishna that he just started running towards Krishna without any weapons. He just started running to kill Krishna. And Krishna again killed him. So we see these anarthas are very difficult to overcome. The Lord himself has to come and destroy. It's not our strength. That sense control, we say. The dam of our sense control cannot, you know, withstand the forces of these senses. The senses are very powerful. The senses are like serpents. But if the with the power of the holy names, the venom of the serpent can be taken out. The serpents can become without the venom. The only holy name is the solution. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam eva solution. Kevalam kalor nasteva nasteva gatir hanyata. The Lord has incarnated in the age of Kali in the form of holy name. Holy name is the only solution. We see also the one word is there, harshness. One has to be very particular while in his dealings, harsh words. Harsh words are very dangerous. We see so, we have so many nice relationships and all, but some harsh words, it breaks. One time, there is a nice story, one lady, she chastised or used harsh words for her friend. And she became so dejected after that. So she went to the grandmother and asked, oh, I had did like that. So grandmother said, okay, you want to get corrected? Okay, take these some feathers and go, and that was small town, just go in everyone's house and put this feather. And this lady went and put all the feathers to everyone's house door, and she came back. And when she came back, and then she asked to the old lady, will you please tell what is the solution? The old lady said to this young lady, just go again and bring all these feathers. So the young lady, she was surprised. She said, it can't be there because the wind has to blow it. So similarly, the old lady said, you should understand, the once spoken, the harsh words cannot be taken back. You know, it's like that. We have to be very particular about this. Whatever we speak, we have to think before and then speak. Of course, the Vaishnavas are most merciful. They forgive and forget also. But still, if we can control our speech. So what is the solution to that? If we see, we have covered these six anarthas. Lust. What is the counteraction for that? Love. Love for Krishna. This whole world is perverted reflection of the spiritual world. The love is perverted as lust. In second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is given how this lust works or this anarthas works. It says, Dhyayato vishyan punsa, sangeste shupajayate, sangat sanjayate kamat, kamat krodho vijayate. Krodhat bhavati sammohat, sammohat spriti vibrama, Shruti vibramat buddhi nasho, buddhi nashat pranashyati. From when we start looking at the object, we become attached, you know. And from attachment, the lust develops. And when lust is not satisfied, the krodh, anger develops. And when one person becomes angry, smriti vibrama, you know, the memory is lost. And then buddhi nash. So we see, suppose a person becomes angry, then he starts using different words, right? He's not coherent with his memory and intelligence. So it's very important how this, we have to stop in the root only. Stop from this attachment only. So we see the Bhagavad Gita gives solution to everyone, everything. If we go on book distribution, we tell them, you know, Bhagavad Gita has all solutions. So they ask how, you know, you are just selling anything. So if we see Bhagavad Gita, you know, first of all, which I already covered in the lecture, it cuts down the misidentification. Then also, it gives all the good qualities. And then, it gives the devotion to the Krishna, which is highest. So if you stick to this process, Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, then what happens? We get the real knowledge. And then, all these anarthas can be wiped out. Guru means, sadhu means to cut. If we associate with sadhus, what happens? All the anarthas or the bad qualities go away. The subconscious mind is always taking the qualities. For example, we are always associating with someone. So by conscious mind we are taking some qualities, but subconscious mind is always taking some bad qualities. The influences are there, negative influences are there. So first and most important thing is, we should associate with the nice people. Then we see that these six anarthas are so powerful, we saw the solution is only holy name. But how to take this holy name is also an art. The first and most important thing is, Trunadapi Sunichena Tororiva Sahishnuna Amanina Mandena Kirtane Hari. This should be the state of the mind. When we chant this holy name, just like a mother, child is crying for his mother, then the Lord is merciful. So we should always be thinking ourselves as helpless. It says, Ahankar Vibhunatma Kartahamiti Manete. We think out of our ignorance or foolishness, I am a doer. But actually we cannot do anything. You know, Paramatma is in our heart. He said, Sarvasya Chaham Rudhi Sanvishto Matta Smritir Gyan Apohanamcha. The Paramatma is in everyone's heart. From him comes knowledge, memory, everything. How we can understand when we get up from our bed that we are so and so? It's Paramatma only. From Paramatma coming everything. These scientists are becoming so puffed up. Some scientists, not all. You know, so much of advancement is there. But who is given these facilities actually? The intelligence is given by Krishna only. And also the facilities are also given by Krishna only. You see, we are developing so high in the software and all. So many new gadgets are coming. But who has given the capacity to the silica, you know, to hold this memory? Krishna. The sand particles contain memory. No, so astonishing. Without Krishna's blessings, one cannot act. So we should see in our life that Krishna is always there in our heart. So it's very easy, you know, to always remember Krishna. Actually, we see there are four principles, regulative principles we are following. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling and no intoxication. Actually, if you want to break this principle, we have to work very hard actually. You know, if you want to, you know, have some cigarettes or any, we have to pay, right? But for prasad, it's free of cost here. Suppose we want to do gambling, again it's very tough. So everything is so tough, but to become Krishna conscious is so easy. What we have to do is just chant, just associate with devotee, just read the books. This is the only solution. So Krishna conscious is so easy and sublime. And Krishna conscious movement is so powerful that it eradicates all the anarthas within. Actually, this is a great science which is given in Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu. How the tendency to do sins is given. It said that suppose if you do bad thing, then by some good things we can counteract. For example, if we do some mistake, there are some, you know, in Vedas they say do some practical things and we do it, we are counteracted. But the tendency to do sins still remains in the heart. You know, the devotional service is so powerful that it removes the tendency. The cycle is given from kutam, bijam is tendency to, you know, the bijam is there, we have to commit the sinful activities. And it comes into prarabdha and aprarabdha. That aprarabdha leads to proclivity to sin. So, when we take the shelter of this devotional service, it cuts from the root only. So, we are so fortunate, we have got, you know, mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We see Lord Chaitanya and Nityanand Mahaprabhu delivered Jagai and Madai. We consider these six demons, you know, Ravana and all these things, lust, anger, envy. This Jagai and Madai were having all these things in full. They did everything wrong, you know. Everything they did, you know, they killed people, they looted people, they raped women, so many things they did. In fact, it said the Chitragupta was very tired of their sins, writing down. So you see, the Lord Chaitanya's mercy was so immense that even Jagai's Madais were delivered. You know, when the Jagai hit Nityanand Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya was so angry, he took his Sudarshan Chakra and he was about to sever his head. But because of the mercy of Nityanand Prabhu, he was saved. So we should beg at the lotus feet of Nityanand Prabhu that please give us also shelter. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityanand Prabhu is the only solace. Paramakaruna Bahudhijana Bahudhijana Nitaya Gaura Chandra. Sabha Avatara Sara Shiromani Kevala Anandakanda. So these are the only solutions. And Srila Prabhupada in their parampara is delivering thousands and thousands of Jagai and Madai practically. When he went into the West, people were hippies. Eat meat and be merry. Just intoxication, LCD, everything. You know, LSDs, like that. So Prabhupada converted these people. He turned into Vaishnava, them into Vaishnavas. So how fortunate we are. You know, Prabhupada is so merciful. So one time, one devotee was coming to the temple. He was following some principle, and again, because of his conditioning, he was falling. Again, going back to material activities. And again he was coming, again was leaving. It was happening regular. So the temple president said, Prabhupada, he's coming and going. We should stop him. So Prabhupada said, no, how can I stop him? Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. So our hope is only Lord Chaitanya. If you remember Lord Chaitanya, even difficult things become easy. And if we forget Lord Chaitanya, even easy things become difficult. So we should offer our obeisance to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is the only hope. He is the sun which can never be eclipsed. He has come in this 10,000 years. The holy name will be chanted in the every town and village. So we should be very happy actually. Even we are not at all qualified, Srila Prabhupada and their representatives are working so hard. Prabhupada said, it takes gallons of blood to make one devotee. So devotees are working so hard. You know, we see in practically in our temple also, you know, there are so many departments. Everyone is working so hard. Devotees outside working, they are also working so hard, giving their hard-earned money. So because of, you know, their hard work, we are getting such a facility, such a nice temple hall, nice hearing facility. What we have to do is just have some commitment. We have to just introspect in our heart what not Krishna has provided to us. Such a nice, beautiful temple, nice devotees, nice prasad. Everything is given so nicely, in abundant. There is no lack of anything here. So much of quality of association is there. The whole world is looking at here, temple, and coming here and taking so much inspiration. What is lacking? Only our commitment. So we should commit very hard that we should become very sincere. It's like that the hijackers are always looking, these six anarthas, to creep in and hijack our life, hijack our consciousness and deviate us from the goal, going back to Godhead. But if you become alert by our sadhana, strong sadhana, chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you take sincerely this holy name, then all the anarthas will... Prabhupada said, you just chant these 16 rounds, read Srimad Bhagavatam, and Maya will not touch you. It's the promise of Acharya. Still, we see, we go out, within temple also, we get so much affected. Then what is the problem? The sincerity is difficult. If you become sincere enough, what you have to do is in chanting, we have to just hear Hare Krishna. That's it. So simple. So it's very simple. We have to just offer whatever we eat. Yat karoshi, yat yohoshi, yat dadasi. So whatever we eat, whatever we have to offer to the Krishna, we should speak always of Krishna. You see, time is so less. You know, day by day we are coming near to our death. Time is so less. So we should not give in to our base qualities. Use every moment very precisely. We see people, most of the time is going in the prajalpa, internet. You know, internet, newspaper, articles. What happens if we see in the newspaper, this only, birth, old age, this is and death. This cheating, that cheating, this came, Sensex, up and down, this team won, that one lose, that team lose. All prajalpa. So if we become strict with ourselves, then what happens? Our circle of influence increases. Then we can preach outside people. Otherwise, these are only empty bullets. Just for speaking, we are speak, but inside there is hollowness. So first thing is, we have to make ourselves strong. Just like, I can give a mundane example. Like in cricket, suppose a famous cricket player goes in bad patch. What happens? He goes to his coach. And coach, what he says? Stick to the basics. You know? So we have to stick to our basics. Are we chanting nicely? Are we reading Srila Prabhupada books? In marathon month, we do book decision so enthusiastically. Yeah, we pray to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, let the books go. And unfortunately, some of the devotees, people don't know what is inside. So very important. We should apply these things in our life and then start preaching. Reading Prabhupada books daily, it's very important. When we read this Srila Prabhupada books, our consciousness is always purified. We are always remembered of our constitutional position. So we don't give in these base qualities. Prajalpa and mundane talks, all these things can be always avoided. So if we become sincere enough, all these very simple things can elevate us to Krishna consciousness. What is Krishna consciousness? Always think of Krishna, never forget Krishna. That is a golden rule. All other things are just an additional things. You have to always, somehow or other, remember Krishna. So I will stop here. 5 minutes are still there. If anyone has any question. So I can just repeat what I have told today. First of all, we saw that these are the six anarthas within, and we saw how these six anarthas can be overcome by chanting the holy name, how we can develop the good qualities. We saw the example of a student telling the teacher that God is always good. Absence of God gives the bad qualities. Absence of heat is cold. Absence of light is darkness. Then we saw from Vishnu Puran, the devotees of the Vishnu are demigods. Then we compared anarthas to the viruses within. Then we covered the anarthas to hijackers, how the hijackers are always taking our aeroplane, our goal differently. Then we saw our mind can be a disputed area like Kashmir. There is always fight within, like that. So we should feed always. We should be alert and feed good dog instead of bad dog. And we saw six demons representing six anarthas. Then we saw Hiranyaksha as greed, Hiranyakashipu as pride, then Ravana representing lust, then Kumbhakarna as illusion. Then we saw Shishupala as envy and Dantavagra as anger. Right. Then we saw how the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is flowing in this age of Kali. In this Kali Yuga, the holy name is given freely to everyone without considering anyone's qualification. So if we stick to this simple process, chanting and reading books, association, we can be immune to these six anarthas. So thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.